everyone. Megan Marie here again, and this is the final of our E3 podcasts. We are really ad-libbing this one today. We all had very busy weeks and just figured we would discuss them with you. We do have a special guest here, but I will let Carl introduce you to him in just a moment. Joining us again, we have Brent Dady.
Hello.
And we have Carl.
Hello.
Of course.
Of course.
And we have Brian again.
Hello, people.
And would you like to introduce our special guest?
Yes. Today we have a guest who we've been working with for the last year. He's a god amongst trailers. His name is Ikumori-san. He is the general manager and chief creative officer for Visual Works out of Japan. Welcome, Ikumori-san.
Konnichiwa, Ikumori desu.
Hello, this is Ikumori. How are you?
All right, so if there's a little lull, we're going to have some translation back and forth, but we definitely wanted you guys to have a chance to talk to one of our superstars who's here at E3. So do we just want to start with asking how his week went?
Yeah.
I had so much fun looking at a lot of other titles.
Great. What were some of your favorite titles that you saw other than Tomb Raider and all the Square Enix titles that you're working on?
Tomb Raider とかあのスクエニックスタイトル以外でどれが一番面白いと感じましたか？
そうですね。まあさすがに EA のがすごいなと思いました。
Just like the ones in EA, like Battlefield 3.
Yeah,
Battlefield 3 was the breathtaking.
Awesome. Good to hear. What was it like the first time that you saw the trailers that you've been working so hard on up on the giant screen at the Square Enix booth?
そうですね。大きい画面で非常に迫力あっていいなと思いつつ、まあちょっと黒が閉まってなかったなと思うのもちょっと残念なところですね。
It was like so dynamic and it was really impressive. But I just a little thing like you know, I noticed like a black wasn't like the true black.
Of course.
I had the same thing. I'm watching it and we're using a back projector and I'm like, oh, we could have had this finely tuned a little bit more, but it was awesome. It actually got a really good response for everybody who's know. We've been tracking just some of the views of this trailer over the last, since Thursday night. And I think we're lagging about a day because normally metrics take a day to come up, but we're well over 2.5 million views on like 4 channels, which is just sensational. We're absolutely delighted to be able to think that amount of people have watched the trailer. And I'm sure there's a few people who watched it more than once from what I've been hearing.
Yes, absolutely. Well, how about Brian? Do you want to talk about some of your favorite moments from the show?
One, it's just been a hectic time here. We've been nonstop. But I have to say, I'm completely energized. The booth was amazing. We had a lot of positive response. And, I take it off the team. It was a really well-run show. And I think Tomb Raider showed well, and that's the best thing we could hope for.
How about you, Brent?
Yeah, I'm struck by the amount of momentum from the minute we rolled in to the Microsoft press conference to now. It feels like we have a full head of steam, so I'm really excited. Like Brian, very energized. Can't wait to start doing more on the campaign.
Did either of you get out and see the show floor or see anything that you're excited about?
About an hour's worth of time, and I didn't get to play one thing.
Oh, wow. So sad. I'm in the same boat.
I played Tomb Raider about 20 times.
Yes, he did. Between you and Noah, you guys were machines going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So
did us proud, animals. I have to say. I know how hard it is to keep talking about the same thing and try and make it passionate every single time, so it's a testament to the guys. They love the game. You have to excuse some of the noise in the background. They are literally taking the booth down around us. This is the last sort of little room hidden away in the corner, so I hope we don't make too much noise and distort our voices.
Yeah, I think we're doing all right so far, as long as we don't hang around for like another hour and then all of a sudden the walls crash down. How about you, Carl? Did you see anything? Did you have a chance to wander around?
I honestly didn't really have a chance to get around and do anything, but you know, I think that the highlight of my show has definitely been, you know, this is our quiet E3, as we said. So, you know, to be up there in the top few games that have been talked about at this show, I think is a testament to the hard work the studio have done and sort of the vision to get the game to where it is now. It really is an absolute sort of pleasure and an honor to be able to work on this game. And looking at that door, every time I went for an appointment, an interview, I came back and there was more and more nominations going up on that door. So, you know, as I've been saying to everybody in the team that, you know, even if we don't win anything, The idea of being up there with the top two or three games at this show, given that we still have an E3 to go through next year, I think is an absolute privilege to be able to behold. So, you know, fingers crossed, we'll see what happens. I would like to win best trailer for the company.
Nah.
That would be awesome. So that's going to be the win-win if possible.
Did you, Ikamori-san, did you see that we were nominated for the best trailer? Yes, we're all very excited
and
about that.
And the Hitman trailer. We should talk
yes,
about that.
That one also. What did that debut yesterday live on the big screen?
Yeah, it was awesome.
1047, if you don't get it, IO47. I felt like a genius when I figured that out, but it's not actually that big of a deal. Yesterday they debuted the Hitman trailer right here, and everybody was handed out red ties for the occasion. They actually had someone stand up there and tell everybody how to tie their red ties, and the cinematic was fantastic. The graphics
I just have
fantastic.
To say, I've never seen water look so good.
Yes.
yeah. You know what? From day one, and we'll have to make sure Yoko translates this. From day one, they kept telling us water is the hardest thing to do, and you're putting too much water in your trailers. and Ikamori-san and Izumi-san were somewhat concerned, and eventually they came back and they delivered what is, without a doubt, the most unbelievable water we've ever seen in a trailer. It is by far phenomenal, so testament to their work.
We actually just had Daryl pop in, so we're going to put him on the spot and ask him how his week's gone since he walked into the line of fire.
It's been great. Everybody else has done all the hard work.
It's always worth it.
After I got off that stage, I didn't have to do too much, so it's been good to watch everybody else working much harder.
Did you have a chance to go and see any games on the show floor, or was it a lot of
behind-the-scenes meetings? Yeah, I definitely took some time off to go see some games, see what the competition's doing. Some good stuff out there.
Anything you're particularly excited about? You have to tell us, because we didn't get to leave and go see anything, and we're all like antsy to find out what games look good out there.
What did I see? It was really good. I got a sneak peek at Batman.
Yep.
Looks pretty cool. I got a sneak peek behind closed doors of Bioshock. Looks pretty cool. Ghost Recon looks pretty cool. Assassin's looks really cool.
Did anybody get to see the Nintendo thing?
Oh, I played with that, yeah.
Is that cool?
Was pretty cool. Yeah, that was cool. It's much smaller than I thought it was. It looks huge in the photos, but it's like the size of, I don't know, I can't show it. But
was it on the VTech
like
stand or was it
yeah.
on the Nintendo stand?
No, it was over on the
sorry.
And I saw the Vita as well. That's got some cool stuff on it too. So looking forward to that.
Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for
my work was done mostly on Monday.
Monday.
But that was a tough job. I mean that was no pressure
job.
Or anything standing up in front of all those people.
That. Yes.
You and your salmon shirt.
Well, it was technically orange, actually.
I like to say salmon.
It was a complex orange.
It was
a complex
orange.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something else was way too rude, so I won't go there with your shirt. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Daryl. Ikamori-san was going to finish off his scene about what we set him the goal of making the best-looking water in a trailer ever.
I wish we had more time to work on that, but oh well.
Are you going to from now on request that all your trailers take place on dry land?
All those trailers, like we've been receiving the request to make it just have to do with like water, every one of them. So I guess it's just a great the opportunity to learn more about the water effect.
So what's most complicated after water? What's the second one that's challenging?
とにかくシミュレーションのコストが跳ね上がるんで水が多分一番今のところは逆にさりげない表現が一番コストが高いです。見たこともない映像は逆に見たことがないから爆発、巨大な爆発はそういうのは全然大丈夫なんですけれど、さりげなく本当に
まあ、ラーメンすすってるとかそんなのはかなりきついですね。
Then nothing goes like, you know, just nothing beats the water effect. That's the most difficult thing. It's just a simulation. It takes time and like a lot of cost involved. And as long as it's like just a very delicate expression about maybe like drinking some kind of soup, udon soup, or like ramen noodle soup, that's like a very, very subtle expression, like interacting with human and water. That's the most difficult thing.
So having her stuck in an escape hatch screaming for her life didn't really help.
That was a very like difficult scene to create.
So for all the people who now know that you're chief creative officer for Visual Works, can you tell us what you've worked on previously? Because we know some of your background, but some of the people listening today may not know exactly what you've done and where you've come from.
どんなタイトルを簡単に、まあ、スーパーファミコン時代からずっと大体ほぼほとんどのFFタイトルはやっていまして、基本的には、バックグラウンドモデルをベースにやっていて、7以降はFF7以降はムービーをベースにやっているっていう形ですね。で、当然、最近やってるやつだと、まあ、ヒットマンもそうだし、デウスもそうだし、その辺のトレーラーをメインでやっていきます。
And I was like dealing with the Final Fantasy series like since like a Super Famicom era, and like I was like a background monitor. And after the Final Fantasy VII, like I start working on a movie. And like recently, I did that like not only the like, Tomb Raider, it's like a Hitman, also Deus Ex trailer. That's like something like I worked on.
Had a hand in almost everything that was shown up there today.
You did. And you've had a hand in pretty much everything that you've seen in Final Fantasy for the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, we're surrounded. Half the posters surrounding us right now are from Visual Works.
They're all from Visual. You're all from Visual Works.
What's the main difference working with Western teams? Hitman, Deus Ex, us, Tomb Raider, and the Japanese teams.
I have to say time differences.
We can imagine.
Excellent. So, what else we got to talk about?
Food.
Sleep.
People in the forums are wondering what you were going to be eating today while we were recording.
I haven't eaten anything. All I've eaten is painkillers to stop my banging headache and cough syrup to keep my throat down. So, I've managed to get through this E3 without my voice completely going. It's been long, so I'm looking forward to probably getting to the airport now and having a bite to eat.
I think a
Daryl's
lot of us are
here
taking
for
off.
A full 7 days now.
I can't wait to get home.
Yeah, like me. Tired.
Full 7 days.
tired. But it's been worth every second of it.
Yeah.
See all those nominations on the door? Makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, it's been a great show. It's been really, really, really special.
All right. Well, then I say we draw the show to a close, and we say thank you to everyone for listening to Crystal Habit Podcast. Once again, like I said, we are planning on continuing this in a slightly longer format with slightly better audio and more planning when we get back to the studio. But we hope that you guys kind of enjoyed this peek behind the scenes at Crystal, and thank you for all the support, and we will talk to you later.
Cheers,
bye,
guys.
Everyone.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you following us.
Bye.